Hello students, today we are going to see the Python basics. Under that we are going to cover the tokens, literals, variables, delimiters and operators. Already we covered the two tokens, that is keyword and identifiers, in the previous modules. So first are the literals. So literals, they are also referred to as the constants, and they are the data items that does not change its value during the program executions. Its value remains constant throughout the program. So Python allows the following types of literals: string literals, numeric literals, boolean literals and special literals. So first the string literals. So group of characters which are enclosed in single or double quotation marks, it is known as the string literals. Example, you can see here, atomic enclosed in single quotation marks, hello world enclosed in double quotation marks, 12876 enclosed in single quotation mark. Even though it looks like a number, but it is a string. You cannot perform any calculation on this number because its data type is not numeric. Its data type is string, and you cannot perform any mathematical operations on string data type. Similarly, 8 plus 9, it is a string. It is not a mathematical expression. It will not give any result because it is enclosed in double quotation marks. Now next is double quotation 12/1 RRCAT. Here I am using the digits, special symbol slash, space, and then RRCAT alphabets I am making use of. Next, the types of strings. So Python allows two types of strings. One is single line strings. So the text which is enclosed in single or double quotation marks and terminate in single line. Such a string is called single line string. See the example here. In text 1, I am storing in double quotation hello world in the single line. Next string is the multi line string. So text spread across multiple lines, that are called the multi-line strings. And the multi-line strings can be created in two ways. So by first way is by adding a backslash at the end of string before pressing the enter key to continue typing text on the next line. See here, text equal to hello, and there I put a backslash at the end because I want to continue the typing on the next line. So after pressing the backslash, I will press the enter key and then I will continue typing on the next line. This is the one way. Another way is by typing the text in a triple quotation marks. See in the example, triple quotation, Python took program to calculate area of circle, rectangle and triangle. So this triple quoted string is also called doc string. Next type of literal is the numeric literal. Numeric literals, they are of three different types. See, as per this diagram, so it is of integer type, float type and complex type. Integer type is further divided into decimal integer literal, octal integer literal and hexadecimal integer literal. Float is further divided into fractional form and exponent form. See first the integer literals. So integer literals, they are whole numbers without any fractional part, and it must have at least one digit and must not contain any decimal point. And it may contain positive or negative sign. Python allows three types of integer literals: decimal integer literals. So an integer literals consisting of a sequence of digits in decimal number system involving the digits 0 to 9, the way you are using in your day-to-day life. Example, 786 67 - 4783. So this is the decimal integer literals. Another integer literal is the octal integer literal. So a sequence of digits starting with 0 followed by O in octal number system involving only the digits 0 to 7. Such a integer literals are called octal integer literals. See the example here, 0563, 02761. Next, hexadecimal integer literals. So a sequence of digits starting with 0 small x or 0 capital X in hexadecimal number system involving the digits 0 to 9 and the letters A to F. A correspond to 10, B correspond to 11, C correspond to 12, D correspond to 13, E correspond to 14 and F correspond to 15. See the example here, 0xAB8, 0xC9B. Next literal is the floating point literals. So floating point literals, they are also called the real literals. Real literals, they are the numbers having the fractional parts with the decimal point, and they can be written in two forms. One is a fractional form which you use in your day-to-day life. So a real literal in fractional form, it must consist of at least one signed or unsigned digit either before or after a decimal point. See here, example 2.0, 17.5, minus 0.3489 and 0.7. 0.7 is also the fractional form floating point literals. Second form of the floating point literal is the exponent form. So a real literal in exponent form, it consists of two parts, that is mantissa and exponent. You can see the syntax here. Before e, the mantissa appears, and after e, the exponent appears. The e correspond with 10. So the mantissa must be either an integer or a proper real constant, whereas the exponent must be an integer. That exponent can be positive or negative. In between mantissa and exponent, there is a e, that can be capital E or small e. See the example here, 1.786e05, 0.1786e1, 183e4, and minus 0.1894e-3. Next literal is the Boolean literals. So Boolean literal in Python is used to represent one of the two Boolean values, that is true or false. This true or false, they are the symbolic inbuilt constants. The true corresponds to the 1 and false corresponds to the 0. See here, to the fees_paid variable, I am assigning the true literal, and to the concession variable, I am assigning the false literal. The next is the special literal none. So Python has a special literal none, and the none literal is used to indicate absence of value in a data object. Suppose if I want to keep a variable unassigned in a program, so to that variable you can assign the none value. Generally in the Python, the variable is created whenever you assign a value to it. Sometimes you not decided what type of value you want to assign to that variable. So such a variable can be assigned the none value, and later on you can assign a particular data type of value to that variable. So Python does not display anything if a variable contains the none value. See here, example amount equal to none. Okay. Next topic is the operators. So operators, they are the tokens that perform some computation on operands. So variables and constant together, they are called the operands. So broadly, operators are classified into two types based on the number of operands they require. For example, unary operators. So operators that require one operand to operate upon are called the unary operators. See the examples, plus, unary plus to make a variable positive or any value positive. Minus, unary minus to make any value negative. Bitwise complement, if you want to take the complement of a binary number system, for that this bitwise complement is used, and this is also unary operator. And not logical negation, to reverse the condition, for that purpose the not operator is used, that is also the unary operator. Next is the binary operators. So these operators, it require two operands to operate upon, and that are called the binary operators. There are various binary operators are available. The first is the arithmetic operator, the addition. You are using the day-to-day life addition operator. Minus is subtraction. Then asterisk is multiplication. Then division operator. And then modular division, that is also called the remainder or modulus. Then double asterisk, that is called the exponent. And the double back forward slash, that is called the floor division. So these are the arithmetic operators which are available in the Python. Another binary operators are the bitwise operator, that is AND, that is bitwise AND. The caret symbol, that is a bitwise exclusive OR. And the pipe symbol, that is a bitwise OR. So these operators also works on the binary number systems. To perform the Boolean operations AND, XOR and OR on the binary number systems. Next binary operator is the shift operator. First one is the double less than, that is called the shift left, and double greater than, that is called the shift right. These operators also works on the binary number system to shift the bits either towards the left or towards the right to convert from one number system to another number system. Like that you can use in a program. Identity operator. So there are two identity operator. One is is. It is used for is the identity same. For example, two variables are there, A and B. I want to check whether they both are same or not. So I will use like that, A is B. And one more identity operator is not. A is not B, like that. Relational operators, less than, greater than, less than equal to, greater than equal to, is equal to, not equal to. These are the relational operator. You might have already used this, you know, maths. The same operators is used here also. Logical operators. So there are two logical operators which are supported in Python. One is AND, that is a logical AND. Another is OR, that is a logical OR. So these logical operators are generally used to join two relational expressions. Assignment operator, that is equal to, forward slash equal to, that is assign quotient, plus equal to, that is assign sum, multiplication equal to, that is assign product, division equal, module division equal to, that is assign remainder, minus equal to, assign difference, double asterisk equal to, assign exponent, double forward slash equal to, assign forward division. So these operators are covered in details in the next lessons. Membership operators. One is in, another is not in. So in operator is used to check whether one object is in another object, whether it is present there. For example, one string is there. I want to find out whether a substring is present in that string. If it is present, then it will give true, otherwise false. Not in, same, one object is not in another object. For that purpose it is used, membership operators. The last token is the punctuators, that is also called delimiters. So punctuators are symbols that are used in programming language to organize statements, expressions and program structures. So most common punctuators of Python programming languages are the single quotation, double quotation, hash, backslash, pair of parentheses, pair of square brackets, curly brackets, at that symbol, comma, colon, full stop, apostrophe, equal to. Next topic is the creating variable. So Python variables are created when a value of desired type is assigned to it. Unless and until a value is assigned to a variable, the variable is not created in the memory. See example here, 80 value I am assigned to marks. So this marks variable will be created in the memory. Jacob value I am assigning to student, so student variable is created in the memory. 19 value I am assigned to age, so age variable is created in the memory. So in fact, the variable names in the Python, they are the labels for those values. They are referring to that memory locations where those values are stored. The variable names, they are not the storage containers. They are just the labels in Python. So that's it. Thank you.